Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good morning, everybody. John and Lance. For the next 3 hours on ESPN.
Where the hell is he?
I got a bunch of stuff going on here, people. That's all I'm saying right now.
Are you at your house?
Good morning, everybody. What?
Where are you?
I'm in Phoenix.
Okay.
Where are you?
Well, I'm not in the same closet you're in.
I'm not in a closet. I'm in a room. Not in a closet.
You can even see a bed.
Are you being held?
Do what?
I'm not on Restream. So.
We can see a bed. He's in a room, not a closet.
It's not a closet.
What are you doing in Phoenix?
It's not the Cabo Cup, but it's a big golf tournament here. It's a huge golf tournament. I mean, I'm just in tournament after tournament now. It's just, it's a difficult situation, but I'm living it. Okay, so you know, if you were, you know, championship quality frisbee golf, then you would have to be out and doing, you know, doing stuff too. But apparently, you're not. So,
I've got
to live this life. This is the life I've chosen. Okay,
it chose you. You didn't choose it. It just chose you.
Well, it kind of,
my life
not bad.
Is way better than yours. I get to watch LSU edge rushers. Who, by the way, everybody that I'm writing up now has transfer portal. Like, it's almost. Probably 75% of the players that I write up in the draft now, you know, from the guys who are going to the combine that are left over, they've all come from somewhere else. Like nobody's from their original school anymore. Everyone, just watch this kid, Braden Swenson from LSU. He came from Oregon. Chris Paul Jr., a.k.a. Pooh Paul, named his name is Pooh Paul, as in, I think, after Pooh Richardson is his nickname. I mean, I think
He's
nicknamed after. Yeah, he came over from Arkansas. He's at Ole Miss. Like every single prospect, and I wrote a guy named Steve Linton from Baylor. He came over from Texas Tech and then came to Texas Tech from Syracuse. So I'm seeing a lot of been to three school guys now. I'm starting to see more, and we're going to see more and more of that. So that's about as exciting as my life gets.
I saw something this morning. The Texans at 25 take Colton Loveland. Who do you like more, Mason Taylor or Colton Loveland?
Colston Loveland. I like Loveland better. Yeah. Yeah. His name is Colston, not Colton, but it's
same thing.
I like Mason Taylor too. I like him a lot too. Loveland will probably be a little bit better blocker. But both of them are really good. To me, it's, you know, Warren and Loveland are at the top, Tyler Warren and Loveland, and then it goes to Mason Taylor, and then it drops down. So, I like all those guys. I wouldn't mind any of those guys for the Houston Texans.
At 25?
Loveland could, Warren will be gone. Loveland might be on the board there. Mason Taylor, I don't think he makes it to your pick in the second round. So, you know, you'd have to. You typically like to trade back, pick up a pick, and pick up a guy like that. But I don't know that – I think the Texans are open to trading back. I mean, they're going to look for certain players. And if certain players aren't there, you just move back, and then you go draft somebody who you've – you know, you pick up another pick, and you go draft somebody that you really like. So we'll see what they do. I saw Cam Ward yesterday came out and threatened everyone, the quarterback from Miami.
You better watch yourself.
He said, hey, you're either going to draft me or you're not. He said – if you don't draft me, that's your fault. you got to remember you're the same team that's got to play me for the rest of my career. And I'll remember that. Oh, God. I'm so scared.
Wow.
Cam Ward is threatening me. I like Cam. Cam is nice. Cam's got a little bit of Brett Favre in him, you know, where, you know, good and bad. I mean that literally. He's got some Brett Favre, you know, type of can make some unbelievable throws and will throw you into interceptions.
Never seen him wear Crocs, though.
Never worn Crocs. Never. I'm not going to say he's never taken one of those picks, though.
Has he ever taken money from the government done anything?
Mississippi?
I don't think he's used a state in our great country to fund his daughter's whatever.
Volleyball team.
I don't think he's ever done that yet.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been addicted to Vicodin. I don't think he's been addicted to Vicodin or pulled Vicodin pills out of vomit to re-ingest them. I haven't heard that yet. That's not in the draft circles that I'm. I dug around, and what I have heard is that he works hard and he's a dog, but it has a real tough mentality. But I have not heard any of the Brett Favre type stuff. Not yet. But the arm.
Why are you patting your chest? The arm.
Because he's got that dog in him.
Cam's
got that dog in him.
Cam is pretty serious about football, which is why I think he's going to be the first.
That's good.
Quarterback pick.
No, yeah, I know. And he was giving Shadur the business about not working hard. And
yeah, you saw that
last off season they worked out together, and he was like, "Yeah, you ain't working. You ain't doing nothing."
Yeah. And then Shadur came back at him, but yeah, they supposedly have a good relationship, the two of them. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's. I'll be gone next Monday. I'll be here in studio, and then I leave and go to the combine. But I think I'm doing all the shows from Indianapolis. I don't see any. Should be no reason for me to miss since all the shows are all the combine stuff's in the evening now. So it's not going to be
for TV.
Yeah, made for TV, but not really a made for TV draft this year. My bosses, I think, are kind of down in the dumps because. You know, you always love a quarterback draft. Last year was a good one for them. They had quarterbacks, and they had pass rushers, and this year it's going to be like, this year's doesn't have a lot of juice to it. It's deep, but there's not a lot of juice in this draft, I don't think. From a Texas standpoint, all I care about is guards, corners, safeties, wide receivers. I just care about Nick Fine and some guys. Like I'm this is a big year to me. I feel like some of the stuff Nick Caceres has done has been good. Some of it's been not very good. And this is more good than not good, you know, in fairness. But I do think this is one of those years where you got a chance to click your roster up or keep it the same with a chance to head down. And we'll see how he does. We'll see how D'Amico does. There's some important moves to be made here. And I think some of the moves are going to be getting rid of certain guys out of the locker room, but I don't know how you do it. Like I talked to a friend of mine who's in the draft circle, and we were talking about Laremy Tunsil, and I said, you know, I think if they had a chance, they would, you know, try to get rid of him because he goes, man, he'd bring some value. He said, there's no good tackles. He said he'd bring at least a first and maybe a second and a third. And I said, I know, but what are you going to do? I said, if you don't think Fisher's the guy or Titus Howard is the guy, then all of a sudden you're a playoff caliber team who's just opened yourself up at the left tackle spot to a hole. So you can't really, like, you can talk about trading Laremy Tunsil and kind of getting that personality out of the locker room, but what are you going to do? How do you replace it? So it's hard. It's hard. I think in a perfect world, they'd be able to get rid of his kind of me personality. He's talented. But I don't think he's wired the way D'Amico wants. But you can't. I mean, you don't have a solution there.
Well, can Fisher or Titus either of them play?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. Not at a quality level. And there's no tackles in this draft that can step in and do the job to me. So
maybe a free agent guy, maybe somebody out there. But
good free agent tackles are not on the market.
Well, I saw one headline said, oh, yeah, the Texans, if they had any hopes of T. Higgins, those are dashed. And
oh, yeah, team, what, $6 million of cap space?
$3 or $4 million, whatever it is.
Yeah, $3 million that are hoping to get some cap relief by cutting Shaq Mason or Autry, D'Anico Autry. Really, that team was hoping to get their hands on a $20 million-plus wide receiver? No.
Yep. So that's not going to – just for everyone's information, that's not going to happen.
Now, right now, T. Higgins, remember, when you put a franchise tag on him, you can still trade them. So
what? What do you mean? Joe Mixon promised that Nick Cassero had some big things up his sleeve. He said he knew. Yeah. I thought that was T. Higgins. But you're telling me they don't even have financial ability to get themselves T. Higgins? All that stuff that people ran with when Joe was like, well, you know, Nick's got something up his sleeve.
He already did it. Nick Cayley.
No.
That was the big thing up his sleeve is Nick Cayley. He doesn't do round. That was it. He didn't do square pegs and round holes.
I thought we were talking about a splash. No.
This is a splash. He's off the Ram tree. That's a big deal.
So a first-time play caller is what he had up his sleeve?
Yeah. But a good one. A guy who has good plays.
You need a bigger move than getting all the good plays?
Yeah, what happened to Chip Kelly?
No, that guy's old. You never even know if he's going to be healthy next year. Well, this guy's young, vibrant.
He's an OC.
This guy does.
I don't need him.
This guy lifts.
I don't need him to lift.
And he's got good plays.
Right.
Well, we don't know that he has good plays.
Oh, we know. Does Sean McVay have good plays?
Not all the time.
He's got plays to get him into the playoffs.
Yeah, he's got the good plays.
Is he going to call those plays in the good order?
Yeah, I would assume.
Less predictable?
Yeah, I would assume.
Okay.
That's the splash.
You don't think he's going to call the good plays?
No, I think it's nonsense to just assume because he's new that he's good. That's all. That's the only joke I'm making.
No, he's great. He's a great hire.
You're right. It's stupid to assume he's good. You're supposed to assume he's great.
He's great. Yeah.
I thought we were getting a star receiver here.
Damn it.
I thought when CJ – listen, and when CJ was talking to Garrett Wilson after the game, okay, that was it. That's the one, okay? So forget T. Higgins. We don't need him.
We don't have money. So there's the first problem is anybody who is going to want a new contract.
But they're going to come here for a hometown discount.
Garrett Wilson's not – is Garrett Wilson from Houston?
His agent. Jeff Nally used to live here.
They lived together.
He went to school at Lee High School that they
– In Columbus.
Generally hometown.
Oh, yeah. They played in the same hometown.
So he's going to be a Bengal or a Brown?
No, but they played in the hometown Ohio State, and then this is his hometown.
Huh. You don't know how bad Garrett Wilson wants to play for Nick Cayley.
I bet you he wants to get out of New York.
Do you think he's ever heard of Nick Cayley?
I think a lot of guys are going to want to come play with Nick Cayley. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because he does what your strength is. He doesn't do the peg in the
round
hole.
Round pegs in square holes.
He's got good plays.
We don't do that.
Pegging.
We don't do that anymore.
We're not pegging, Dell. That's not what anyone said.
Pegs in square holes? Yes, what are you talking about?
That's what Nick Cayley said. I'm not going to pound a square peg into a round hole. Don't do that on the video.
Right.
They can still see you.
It's not
they
on
can
the
still vi- see
it's
you.
It's not on the video.
It kind of is. It kind of is.
They can't see. All they think I'm doing is stretching.
Hey, how much, when we come back, how good does Alex Bregman feel about going to Boston? Jose Altuve would have done anything for him. Devers, F that guy.
Jose Altuve is literally shagging balls in the outfield right now. No other second baseman.
And the Astros are like, Todd, let's see
if we can. We'll see if we can bring. Yeah, he's waiting for. Altuve's like, I remember when they traded back for Verlander. Who knows?
Let's do the equivalent shagging balls in left field or an extra $12 million or $14 per year. What one does Bregman value more? Him shagging balls in left or that extra $14 million per year he's getting?
$14.
Okay.
We'll see if he's happy. We'll see if money buys him happy.
Did you hear that Altuve isn't the most prominent second baseman that actually led to this decision? Apparently Bregman's a giant fan of Dustin Pedroia, and Pedroia talked to him about Boston. That's why a part of the reason he went there.
I could see him being a fan of Pedroia.
So Altuve wasn't even the biggest second baseman with influence.
Oh, yeah, in 40 for that and 40 million. Pedroia and 40 million.
Clearly. I mean, as I pointed out, Altuve shagging balls and left ain't the equivalent of 14 extra million. But he was like, "Hey, yeah, you all that Houston stuff talking about Altuve? I love myself some Dustin Pedroia, and he helped me get me here."
Here's a question for everybody from Hockley Dan. Does John have the reverse butt chin? He has a butt stash.
What does that mean?
Above his lip, there's like an indentation, I guess. And he thinks that's a... Bill O'Brien had it on his chin. John has it above his lip.
Oh, it's because... Doesn't everybody have an indentation there?
Yeah, you have the little thing there, yeah. Well, you got a little black thing, right? You got like a little bit of hair right there.
Yeah, see? I got hair. Well, it's because I have a mustache.
Well, but, not a full. I know another guy who used to have a little small black mustache there one time. Oh, but it's not that.
Oh, my God.
It's not that.
Oh, my God.
Do you know that we used to have this is true. This is a true story. Our eighth grade football coach and a PE coach in junior high, he had his name was I think his given name was Aaron Adolf Ocker. And he went by, he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go by Adolf.
What?
Oh, yeah. We had an eighth grade coach named Adolf. Adolf Ocker.
Wow.
Yeah. So he made that.
What does that mean, by the way?
Doesn't mean anything.
I just made it up. He was, I don't know.
What was it like if Taylor Swift wasn't singing in German? I don't know, even know how we got there.
It was that. I don't know how we get to most places.
I don't know how we got off the clock, but Underdog Fantasy does.
Yeah, Underdog Fantasy. So Underdog has been a little slower in terms of the offerings, but they've continued on like yesterday, right? There's no golf yesterday. There's no MMA. There's no NBA basketball, but there is upcoming. There's Four Nations yesterday. And there's college basketball. And so you have tennis. Like, there's always a lot of different things to choose from. Basketball, we get reignited here locally. The Rockets and Minnesota Timberwolves kick off on Friday. So you have to look and break down the game. And you say, what's going to happen? And who are some guys that may be? And I'm thinking, all right, well, we've had Alperen Şengün. He went to All-Star Weekend. He's been traveling around doing this and that. I may go lower on his points. I may go lower on points and rebounds on Alpi. But in that case, I'll also go higher on my guy, Amen Thompson, on points, rebounds, and assists. And then you can't do it just from one team. I'm going to look at the Minnesota side and make a decision about what I want to do there. And I'm good to go. It may be Anthony Edwards. Who knows? May go higher on his point total. I got to figure it out. But I just know this much. With Underdog Fantasy, you take your sports knowledge, and you take maybe the games you're going to watch, and you decide, hey, let's find some statistics I can go higher or lower on. Three-pointers made, assists. Like, there's so many different ones to choose from. Pro basketball, college basketball. Tie them up with different sports if you want to, or stay in the same sport and use your profit boosts that are in your lobby. They have profit boosts all the time, which help you make more money when you win. You even have flex options where you can win 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, even 4 out of 6, a double flex, which gives you a chance to still make money even if you lose one of your selections. It's Underdog Fantasy, a chance to win up to 1,000 times your original play, and you're getting bonus cash of up to $1,000 and a free pick when you use promo code Lance for your first deposit. Promo code Lance. It's so simple to do, and the money starts rolling in with your big old sports brain. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncbgambling.org.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell here at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. You can call in, hang out with us, whatever you want to talk about. Kind of a slow day, but Rafael Devers made it a little interesting. Devers, when asked, so Alex Bregman goes over there. Alex Bregman was the Gold Glove winner.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 5 years, Rafael Devers has led the league in errors by third baseman. He has let up a total of 80 runs over that time because of his errors. Mm. That seems like a lot.
Seems like a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So Rafael Devers is not a great third baseman.
No.
Alex Bregman is a very, very good third baseman. And you would think you got a new teammate. Hey, I want to welcome him on board. Well, here was the back and forth between reporters and Rafael Devers about a move off of third base.
So are you saying if they ask you to DH, you won't do it?
No. you expand on that?
I play turf.
So, isn't it their decision, though? Like, isn't it the Red Sox decision, or is it a mutual thing, or?
Well, it's not really a mutual thing.
Wait, these guys were shocked. They said, I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
Say that again?
Can you
Can you expound on? So you think, well, isn't it a mutual thing for you and the Red Sox? Or, like, is it? Guy goes, isn't that for the Red Sox to say? What'd he say, John?
He said, I played third.
But isn't it like a mutual thing, maybe?
No.
I played third.
Well,
he said what he said.
He said what he said. I played third.
Hey, is it in? I don't know. Is it in his Twitter bio that he plays left tackle?
I play third.
It says in his Twitter bio, I play third.
He plays third. Okay.
What happened
to the guy who had I play left tackle?
He doesn't. Well, he plays left. He played right tackle.
He
plays left guard now.
He plays left guard. Yeah. Right.
Said right tackle only.
Right tackle only. Right.
Although we did find out that was really more of a shot at people who said he couldn't play left tackle. Which, well, to be fair, he's now technically right because he's not playing right tackle. He's playing guard. So yeah, you can play guard too. I guess. I don't think he meant it that way. Like, I don't think he was dying to get down to the guard spot to prove everyone wrong. But as far as Devers is concerned, you play turf. But you also maybe play DH too.
Well,
I play turf.
Well, here is his manager when asked about, hey, did you hear Rafael's response? Here is Alex Cora in response to that, I play turd.
He said when he signed the long-term extension that you guys said that he'd be the third baseman long-term. Do you think the relationship is strained right now? He doesn't seem happy that, like, the team has gone back on their word. It's strained between...
Different people here, right? There's a different leader here. So, you know, Haim is in St. Louis right now.
That ain't the GM that signed that contract. There's different people here. Yeah.
Wow. Well, who's the manager? Who's the manager here, John, at Boston?
The manager
is
Alex Cora.
Well, does he even know Alex Bregman at all?
Yeah, he knows. He taught him how to bang cans.
That's right. So this is basically an Alex Cora signing. So he said, maybe in here, I don't shine shoes no more, is what he basically just said there.
And I'll tell you this. Every time he saw Alex Bregman and he saw Rafael Devers kicking balls all over the place and giving up runs, he was probably like, boy, I wish I had Alex Bregman. Now Alex Bregman gets there and I'm going to move him the second and keep on watching that crap? Nah, I ain't about that life. I ain't about that Rafael Devers playing turd life.
I play turd.
Play turd.
You play error. You don't really play a very good third. So, no. We're not gonna.
He played good third.
Yeah, he said he played
all
third.
He said,
I played third.
Yeah, I played third. I love it. Welcome to Boston. Welcome to Boston, Alex. You got a guy who is going to move to left field. He can't even reach the scores on the board, and he's going to move there for you so that you would stay. And instead, you go to a place where a guy play. I play third. You know what? Okay. I ain't moving for you. I don't know you.
And he was incredulous that they would even suggest that he's moving. Like, what are you guys talking about? I'm not a DH.
Right. What about that? What about that? Yordan wants to settle down. He said, I don't want to be. We got some Yordan sound that we were playing a little bit. Yordan talking about, I don't want to. I don't want to move around in the order anymore. I want to be, you know, static someplace. I think they're putting Altuve out there some. I don't get it because you can play Dubon there every day. I don't get it, but they're working on Altuve out there because I don't know that Yordan is going to be playing much left field now.
Well, it was always to me, you know, his long term ability to stand in a batter's box is the most important thing.
Yeah,
and you know, you see guys leave the catcher position to go to other positions to extend their careers. Well, you may just have a situation where Yordan has to. You know, play a lot more DH to extend his career. So I think that's part of it. I mean, he's been look, it's a guy who has had knee injuries. He's had wrist injuries. He's had, what, back? Like, he's had some injuries, more than you'd like for a player who's only been in the league since 19. So I think they want to keep him as healthy as possible. And that's one of the reasons that finding an outfielder was so important. And they weren't able to do it. And we'll see what happens. I guess their plan is just to throw little Jose out there. And I don't know. I mean, I don't really know. I don't know. I don't know what they do. There's no reason to have Dubon in the infield and Jose Altuve in the outfield. That doesn't make any sense at all. It makes no logical sense. So it can't be that. So I don't know. You're just going to have to hope Jake or Chaz has a good year this year. It's basically what you are.
Yeah, I mean, and right now, listen, the lineup. Okay, so I don't know where you're on. Third is not the best spot. We saw that. I don't know what they're going to do. Where would you rather, third or fourth, Jordan?
Hitting?
Yeah.
Third? More at bats?
More at bats, but again, you get a lot more nobody on and two outs. But for whatever reason, the third hole seems to – that happens a lot.
Well, I mean, I want to hit behind Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of hits. This just in, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Not first ballot because he cheated. You know, so we'll have some people who have to make sure that he, you know, pays his dues. Actually, there will be people who don't ever vote for him.
Yeah.
Because they'll see him as the face of the scandal. They'll show him.
Yeah.
They'll show
him. And everybody in Boston, all the sports writers in Boston, they should vote for him. All of the ones at Los Angeles should vote for him because they got away with murder because of the Astros.
Yeah, they did.
They did. And Yankees, you too. You brought Carlos Beltran brought it over. And you had your little watch thing
going
on. I've
got an Apple Watch now because y'all shamed me into getting out of Fitbit because you said it was too poverty.
Right.
But I've never, like, how do you, I'm trying to figure out how I can send trash can stuff to other people. And I don't even see an app on here to do that. Like,
well,
how do I do that? Because I know the Red Sox and Yankees were able to steal signs and send them to each other. Like, what do I need to do to send a sign? Like, if I want to tell Dell something and I can use some type of signal, what buttons do I push for this on Apple Watch? Because they did it. They were caught doing it. I don't know how to do it. I just have an Apple Watch because it tells my
– Well, they did get a letter from the commissioner, though. We got to stop that.
They said, cut the crap.
Yeah.
The commissioner literally said, cut the crap, guys.
Yeah.
People are going to find out. And when they do, there's going to be problems. So just cut the crap. And then Mike Fire said, "Ooh, I'm going to tell on you." And then in Major League Baseball, it's like, great. Now we got to deal with this crap. Y'all, trust me. Major League Baseball would have just let the Astros thing die. They had no interest in going after the Astros until Mike Fiers put it out in public. And then you got like, now you have to. Or you look, you know, now you got to. You got to do it. And it takes heat off of you if you're Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but the guy who won a World Series in 17 and then goes to the Red Sox in 18,
he doesn't
do it, though, right? Okay, and he throws the video guy under the bus, and he does prison time.
No, we know they were involved.
Oh, yeah. No. That's never – Boston is never included in this thing. Boston's never included.
I know. Boston never gets included.
And since they weren't able to do it anymore – Boston hasn't finished better than third in the division. Boston sucks, okay? So, hey, welcome to Boston, Alex Bregman. You're going to have a good time. It seems like it's a good time already. When we come back, we will hear from Jordan about that situation. We'll do that on the other side. But right now, we got Houston Powder Coaters that we're talking about because I heard Robin just a little while ago. We did a recorded spot with Robin, and she is awesome. She really is awesome, and she's going to make sure. I mean, you're probably going through Robin, okay? Whatever happens, Robin is going to be involved in it. You can text her. You'll be able to get. She'll give you her number. Say, okay, text me a picture of your furniture. Text me a picture of your car part. Text me a picture, whatever it is. Text me a picture, and we'll go from there. And you know what? You can either buy new stuff or Robin says, oh, no, I can make this stuff look great. You want to keep this stuff? That is great because I'm going to make it look great. And that's what Robin does all the time. You're looking for the best way to save whatever it is. Or if it's brand new and you want to powder coat it so it's going to last for, I'm not saying forever, but it's going to last a really, really, really long time. If you take care of that stuff, if you're preemptive about it, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Pick up and delivery absolutely free. every single time. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Man, we got some angry people out there. This Alex Bregman thing. Holy crap. So, let's hear from Jordan. Jordan out there yesterday. So, it's difficult because he has a translator, but here is a piece of what Jordan was talking about yesterday at camp.
Do you have a preference where you bat in the lineup? Joe talked today about back and being back in maybe number two.
No, no me habló mucho. Yo solo recuerdo el año pasado, solo le dije que me gustaría estar fijo en una posición, no importa cuál, en una escuadra, no importa por fuera.
We haven't talked about that a lot, obviously last year, and now the conversations have been that I'd like to be in a spot and just kind of remain in that spot. We haven't decided exactly which one.
So, I like the two-hole. I like the well, I shouldn't have said that. I like him batting number two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I mean, I want him behind the best hitters I can get so he can knock people in.
Well, yeah, but the two, in the two spot, in the lineup, okay, Del, you can't capture that, Del, because I know you, okay? Yeah, I know.
I don't have to capture it. Everything's saved.
What's so good about hitting second when you
get more at bats?
You get a few more at bats. Yeah.
Yeah, you get more at bats, and for I don't know for whatever reason the new theory on batting order is your best hitter hits in the two hole.
Okay, but quick question though: if you're trying to drive in runs after the first inning, have the Astros ever had good night? I mean. Are they good in the ninth spot? Is that guy on base a lot that you know of?
Well,
you like Jake when it was Maldonado. How about Jakey? You like Jakey?
Well, when it was Maldonado, there would be unless there was two outs and bases loaded, which was seemed like every at bat.
Right.
You know, then you still got guys that can pick him up afterwards.
What about Jake and Chaz? You like them, and then Altuve, and then Jordan? Like, wouldn't you rather have?
Yeah.
Well that's I don't even know who's the second. Like, I don't. Let's say Jordan hit third. So you have Altuve one, and then Paredes two, Walker two. Like who? I don't know. How are they gonna?
Yeah, listen, Lance. Every batting order, bottom of the order is worse. But all I know is that these guys that are really really smarter than me, okay, T War, LBG, X Plus, all of these things that they do, okay,
mm-hmm.
all of them say that the two hole is where your best hitter goes.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I just then Altuve has to be one. Altuve yeah. has to be in front of him. You have yeah. to have your best hitter in front of him. You yeah. must give him a chance. Remember, this is a team that's losing Bregman and Tucker. This is a huge departure from the lineup. Like, I cannot stress enough what a big deal that is. Yeah, you had a Paredes who's an okay hitter, Walker who's a better hitter, but you got worse at the plate. So I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what the lineup.
Well, you picked up a big spot at first base. I mean, it's a huge improvement at first.
Yeah, but you declined in right field. So I mean, you really let's go player for player. You lost Tucker. You gained Walker. Is that a plus?
No.
Okay, you lost Bregman and you gained Paredes. Is that a plus?
We don't know. We don't know. It might be
at the plate. Okay.
It might be.
All right, I'm hopeful. It's not going to be a plus over.
But you over got Tucker. Abreu. That whole Abreu thing is behind you now. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
But you don't have Tucker anymore. Like you subtracted that player out yeah. of your lineup.
Right. But you're not noticeably worse. I mean, Walker's going to pick it. Hey, Tucker missed 70 games last year.
Yeah, 80. But he was really good when he played.
Yeah, but he didn't though. That's the point. He didn't. Well, and when he wasn't year, there, you were good.
Yeah, for 1 year.
Yeah.
Let's not act like that's who the Kyle Tucker was Anthony no, Davis.
But this is the team that's a lot like last year's team. Yiner is going to move up in the order. Okay, it could go.
Altuve, I wouldn't mind Yiner, too.
Altuve, Jordan, Walker, Yiner, Paredes, Pena, I guess. And then it gets weak. There's no question. There's no question. It gets weaker when you add all
Dubon,
three outfielders. What lineup has
Dubon
all three,
at seven and then Jake what, and Chaz?
What lineup has all three outfielders batting seven, eighth, and ninth?
It doesn't happen very, very often.
No.
It's very probable with this lineup. Unless you want to try to stick Dubon higher in the lineup and hope that he, you know, and maybe say, oh, you know, all right, we're gonna switch it up. We're gonna try to steal a bunch of bases with Dubon. We're gonna stick him between one Altuve and three Yordan, and we're gonna try to see if we can turn the two hole. Try to get the most out of Mauricio Dubon. I don't love that idea, but you know they've used the two hole in that way in years past with the Astros, although typically not with this manager. But they have used the two hole as a get right spot for Pena, for Correa, Bregman. Like, you know, they've put guys there who have had some success hitting between the one and the three in Houston, which has been Altuve and a lot of times Yordan. So they've or sometimes was it Bregman, I guess, for a while. I'm trying to remember they've kind of switched 3, 4, and 5 over the years, but I don't know. Going through the lineup, it doesn't seem like a murderer's row. But you know, a big part of it's going to be Paredes. Paredes has to hit better this year.
Well,
he's
got
to hit better than he did last year.
Are you more worried about that or no fifth starter? Nesky is your fifth guy right now.
I'm more worried about everyday lineup.
Are you? I don't know.
Yeah, because you got a bunch of guys who will come back at some point. So,
well, hopefully Arrighetti picks up. Second half of the season, Arrighetti was great. Hopefully he picks that back up. But let's not forget the second year and what happens to guys in their second year.
No, I've been told nothing's a problem with the Astros.
Is Ronel Blanco really going to give you what he gave you last year?
Why are we worried about it now? You weren't worried about it before. Why are you worried about it now?
Well, I'm worried about the rotation now.
Why did you just start?
What?
Why did you just start worrying about it?
Well, I couldn't do anything about it. I mean, I would love for them to have done something. Yes, I wanted them to pick up a nice pitcher. That would have been awfully nice. But, you know, we got a lot of money on the books already, so that's...
I don't think picking up a pitcher. I'm just worried about the fact that they're going to have to, you know, they've got to wait for... they've just got to wait for guys to get healthy. It's not... I don't think you need to make moves or anything. What bothers me is the timing of guys getting healthy.
I'm just worried Blanco's not going to be that guy. Arrighetti might get off to a slow start.
Yeah, these are all my concerns. Yeah. This is why the starting rotation concerns me this year. And you're not healthy to start off with. You are not in a position to start trading away a bunch of prospects again. You already did that. You moved some guys for Kikuchi with a half year rental. Don't make panic Drayton moves anymore. Don't do it. I don't trust this front office anymore.
I'm not sure.
But Montero's back. Do you see that? Yeah. Montero's visa stuff got handled, so he's back. And supposedly Jeff's talking about a new contract with him.
I'm just not sure that this is going to be the greatest season in Astros history. I'm not ready to put that out there right now.
All right. So if I said 83.5 wins, what are your thoughts?
Oh, over.
I think their total was it 89.5 last year or is it this year?
Over.
I'll check.
Do I have to do higher because of
No, you can say over.
Underdog, I can say over.
Yeah, you can say over.
I'm going higher. Higher 83.5. Another division title. That's what I'm doing. But hopefully we don't.
There's no way they're favored.
If we have to face another juggernaut like the Tigers,
yeah, at home. You can't possibly win.
There's no way
the Tigers at home. Yeah. Let me see team futures. I'll look at team futures here for your Houston Astros. Regular season wins for your Houston Astros in this world that we live in is 86.5.
Over.
Yeah. You're going over 86.5. I'm going to go under that.
87 is 12 games over 500 at the end of the season.
I think we're a 500 team. We're a 500 team at the end of the year.
You think they're a 500 team?
Yeah. Mariners are lower, 84.5. Texas Rangers are 84.5. Well, I guess we're the highest, you know, win total out there. The A's are 72.5. So The Astros have the highest total at 86.5. I've got to think that's one of the lower division totals that you're going to find.
This has turned into the AL, the NL Central. Name all those, the Brewers, the Cardinals, the Cubs. Name all those juggernauts.
How many? What's the win total? What do you think the over-under on win total for the Dodgers is?
Dodgers win total is probably 105.5.
103.5, yeah.
103.5.
Yeah, the Mets are 91.5. The Yankees are 92.5. The Phillies are 91.5. And then after that, I don't think there's any other team.
We're the Braves.
In baseball over Braves are 92.5. Those are all the 90 wins. The Mets, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Braves, and the Phillies. The only teams over 90 wins projected.
Well, how about the Braves lose Fried, and they're still 92.5? It's all because of our general manager here. He built a juggernaut
there. Well, he wasn't their GM.
Well, he was their assistant.
Yeah. He was the assistant to the assistant. So does the assistant do the same thing that the guy who's doing it does? Because if so, Cole Popovich is now the offensive line coach for the Texans, and he was the assistant to Chris Strausser. Does that make you feel good? Is he the Dana Brown of offensive line coaches? Is that what you're telling me?
He could be.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Dana Brown's doing a hell of a job with the handcuffs that he got handed. He was
hell of a job. What is this hell of a job move so far?
Keeping this thing together, Lance.
Keeping a loaded. It's literally disintegrating.
Oh, really? And
through no fault of his, by the way. It's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault.
It's not his fault, but he's
wasted
not.
Wasted money that he inherited.
Not, what has Dana Brown done that's so great?
Well, Christian Walker's pretty damn good.
Okay, we'll find out. Walker's, I don't mind that. Paredes to me is like, we'll see. I'm not all up in the nuts about Paredes like you are. I'm not sure that that's going to be all that great.
I'm not sure I've
that's
ever been.
That's a new
up,
term that they're saying.
I've never
on the
been
streets.
Up in the nuts about anything, I don't think.
That's Does it. That mean he's excited if you're up in the nuts?
Yeah, that's a pool hall term.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
Yep.
Or you just said it?
I think he just said it because his pinky's up while he's drinking.
Man, just made a term up, boys.
Up in the nuts.
I may have just gone.
Are you all up in?
Oh. That was
someone
Jetter.
Or your own. I don't get it.
That was Jetter's nickname. Up in the nuts just means really excited about.
Okay.
Unusually excited for no reason is what it means.
Yeah. So you're like, oh. Never mind.
What's Martin's Twins wins? I just told him no one cares.
Martin's, the Minnesota Twinskies? Let's see what I call them Twinskies. I don't call them Twinkies.
They're about 84.
Team futures, is that what you think? I think that's probably right. Minnesota is at 83.5. You're right, John.
Yep, that's what they'll be. Yep.
Did you see Paul Skeens? Did you see the video of Paul Skeens?
Did you see that ball break?
I told him, I said, I don't think I could hit him right now. I mean, I don't. I honestly, and they're like, no, you're not giving yourself enough credit. And then one guy said, how many pitches? What if it's the exact same pitch every time, same location? And I said, it would take at least 11 times before I got a hit on him. And that's a 90 batting average. That's not good. So, yeah, even I'm being very realistic about being able to hit Paul Skeens right now.
We had a discussion last night. Ty Cobb, if he went 0 for 2,570 or something like that, he would still be hitting 300. Could you get a hit in 2,570 at bats?
Yes, absolutely.
Who's
the pitcher?
The major league, going through major league pitchers.
All right, so I'm just going to say Mike Fiers.
He's not a major league pitcher.
Joe Kelly.
What a douche. Did you see him talking about the Yankees?
I'd have at least 160 hits on him.
Did you see Joe Kelly's interview in his car about the Yankees? He is such a douche.
What did Kelly in the car say? He is. What did he say?
He said that the Yankees were just, we just knew that, you know, once we had a lead, they just would screw it up. I don't know if you call them a little league team, but they were all scared and they couldn't catch the ball. And it was just embarrassing. He said, eight teams would have been tougher to beat than the Yankees. Eight teams.
Why would he do all that? Why is he saying all that? What's his point? Is he trying to be the next? Is he trying to be Cam Newton and get his own baseball show where he sits around and smokes cigars and drinks wine and wears hats?
I'm sure.
And scarves?
He was doing an interview and he said the entire Dodgers roster was like, this Yankees team's not a challenge.
He's literally trying to set himself up for some to be some controversial Draymond Green figure that'll be on TV afterwards. Nobody cares, Joe Kelly. Beat it. Get out of here.
Well, it's the same.
You have to do something.
The same thing that Eagles players said. It's just that we don't like Joe Kelly. Eagles players are like, we felt like we had this one after the game.
Eagles
after
players
the game.
Are good. Yeah. Eagles players are good.
The difference is you don't like Joe Kelly. But all he said was kind of what the Eagles guys were like. Yeah, we looked at them and said, yeah, we got this one. We felt really confident about this. They didn't go on to say that the Chiefs would screw everything up like Kelly did, but he said the entire Dodgers roster is like, these guys aren't that good.
They're not that good. And you know, he might have been right. But I still hate it because Joe Kelly said it. He is a douche. I hate that. Of all the people in sports, I can't stand when I see his. He looks like a rat.
Like,
I just.
Like he would rat against. Criminals, like other criminals, or he the facial features of a rat?
Facial features of a rat.
Not like tell on the mafia?
Martin Fox used to say Coach K looked like a rat.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't the only one.
No. Yeah. Jim Rome had that
for years.
That
was his nickname, the rat, wasn't
it? The rat, yeah. He did. He had the small pursed mouth. He had the big nose and a small mouth. It was, you know, it wasn't proportional. It was rat-like.
All right, we got a break. Let's talk about the Brown going down. Okay, because Aqueduct Plumbing, I don't know what you're eating, but if it's clogging up your pipes, then you got a problem. Okay, maybe you can fix that on your own, whatever you eat. But if you do have a problem with your pipes, then Billy Brown and his guys are going to be there.
Have you you know what people do, John? They put grease down their sink.
Well,
if you don't know better, and a lot of people just don't know better, you know, grease down the sink. Because I've done that. Grease down the sink, once it's not hot anymore and it coagulates, guess what? It starts blocking the flow of water from your sink. And you need somebody like Aqueduct Plumbing Company to come in there and get in there with their little camera, find out what the issue is, snake stuff out of there, get it cleaned up the right way. I mean, they do things where you make mistakes, they fix them. If you've got an issue with the toilet, I had an issue with the toilet and the flushing mechanism. And they came out there, replaced it, like, along with two other things that I had them do. They can handle small jobs like that. They handle major jobs. They also handled my repiping that I had to have done because the line was not running properly from the kitchen out to the city's sewage line. And that was a major, major issue for me. It was a major job, and the only people I trusted for that was Aqueduct Plumbing Company, John. You know that. That's all you do.
That's all I do. I had a sink that wouldn't drain. I drained on it. Nope. They came out done. Perfect. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Tell Billy you heard it here. With you, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here. You want to get in? Come on. Whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to do that. Dale, do you remember, why is Chance at yourheritagefilm.com? Why does he sound like Jason in Waco? When did Chance start doing that?
I can't speak to the man's delivery.
Yourheritagefilm.com. You got to listen to it.
Well, no matter what you think of how he delivered his message, you should go to heritagefilms.com.
You absolutely
He will produce a great product for if you want to. You know, no matter how old you are, leave something for the people who are coming up behind you. Tell your story or have someone tell their story.
He did that for my father-in-law, John Oob, and it turned out great. It was unbelievable. So, yeah, he did. We did it, and it's awesome. So just so you know, that is great. And you know what else is great? Coming up March 4th, we want some players out there. If you hurry and get in, you get in for $97.50. Beer, food, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. I mean, it is a party. All right? It is Mardi Gras. And
Fat
it's
Tuesday.
A great way. Pardon me?
It's Fat Tuesday March 4th out at Wildcat.
That's right.
For our occasional invitational. Carbach, you mentioned the beer. Carbach, yeah, will be providing that. And also Tex-Mex Valencia Grill. It's great stuff out there. We're going to be broadcasting from Wildcat. We could probably call that your home course. I know you venture to other courses, but when you're in the city, you do spend a lot of time at Wildcat. So it'll be an all-day thing, and we're benefiting Kids Meals. So it's a great charity that you should contribute to. I think the Killer Bees had a member of Kids Meals on the show yesterday. So the occasional invitational back at Wildcat March 4th.
Spots are open, so get in. If you don't sign up, you might be a loser.
Or a bad person for not
helping
children. Not helping Kids Meals.
Yeah, ESPN975.com, but put in the promo code EARLYBIRD to get that $97.50 rate. So let's go.
You get it. You get food. You get golf. You get food. You get food. You get drinks.
And you and get John and Lance. Because it starts at 10:30, so it's earlier than I think
you normally play. My combine is over by then, so I'm good to go play golf. Of course, I haven't played forever, but I'll probably come out and hit an 82 at best, 83 at best.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played for a while.
So we need players. We want you out there. We want to raise money. It's a great time. We always have a great time. So let's go. Get you a team. I got a team. Lance, get you a team together. Let's go.
I can't. I don't know anybody.
You don't have any friends?
Oh, you mean I get to just invite people out to play? No, my friends don't play. They don't.
Well, how about one of your clients? You could play with them.
Gangsters don't dance, they boogie.
What?
He heard him. Gangsters
don't dance, they boogie.
Don't make him repeat himself.
Don't make me say it again. I play turd.
You play turd. I play turd.
Yeah. Do you know we had drinks the other day at Lee's? Well, actually, we had some food, too. And that's in the old Benji spot. And for some reason, Chris Solis, you remember that old hang loose, the Hawaiian mahala thing, you know, with the thumb and the pinky finger and you kind of shake them?
Yeah.
He did that as a joke to something. And it's just like, that's what we just did all night to everything that was said. And our wives/girlfriends were ready to murder at some point because I noticed that guys can push things too far sometimes.
Way too far.
But also, I think women hate a man's inside joke. They hate an inside joke
there
between men. They don't like it.
If it's not inclusive, you don't let them in.
Yeah,
on
you
it,
don't explain it to them. You just laugh every time you do it.
What about me? I'm doing it too. Stop.
It's not
it
for
looks
you.
Stupid if you do it. They don't like that.
Yeah, don't do
it. I mean,
it.
It's true, but they don't like it.
Right.
That's a good point, Dale.
Yeah.
You're isolating them from this fun you're having.
Hey, you play third, okay? I'm just going to start screaming at my wife.
I play third.
You play third.
I play third.
Yeah. If she asked me, hey, can you get those dishes?
I play third.
Hey, Lance, are you going to go pick up Marty from Invicta?
I play third.
Lance, can you please send Mason money through Zelle? He needs gas money.
I play third.
I'm going to use that all the time. I play third. You know what I play third? You know what I play third means? I don't do that.
I don't do that.
That's not my job.
That's not my job. That's right. I play third just means, this is what I do. I do this. I do this little thing right here. Don't ask me to do other things outside of that. I play third.
Mm-hmm.
Play third. Uh-oh. I heard.
What am I hearing there?
Oh, here you go.
Did you try that with her, too?
Go ahead. Go ahead and show them what you're going to play.
What was that?
This.
Dragon these nuts across your face.
Did you try that with her yesterday?
No, I didn't. The dragon thing. I'll get to it. I think you should stick with I play third. Yesterday was I'm gonna stick with I play third. I'll do that to my boys. I'll say that.
Dragon. Like
that'll land with them. Not with I don't want Marty to be around. But I'll say that to Snacks or Mason.
I play third.
But I'll say that to the wife. But the dragon, yesterday was not a good day to
dragon these nuts across your face.
And a troll said that to that girl when she was going under the bridge.
A troll under a bridge.
We are perennially late now. Like, our breaks don't even exist
anymore. Well, we're a media company, really. We're not really a radio station anymore. We're a media company.
We're a media company.
So breaks matter less.
Oh, okay. Well, our commercials matter.
The commercials definitely matter.
But
when we get to them, seems to matter less.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Except,
anymore.
You know, the legal ID has to play at a certain time, so we may want to go to break right now.
Well, we do want to go because you got to play that within 5 minutes, I believe. Okay.
And we're way late. So.
Yeah, you do.
Top of the hour. Here's the deal. I got to talk about Chastain Ford. And the legal ID can wait because the Chastain people can't wait. Can't wait for you to get in there and see what you're doing. Can't wait for you to take advantage of the deals on these 2024s. They're brand new cars. This is the best time to buy a 24 because the dealership has to get it off the lot. And you're taking advantage of all of these rebates. You're taking advantage of a beautiful vehicle. It's a 2024, but it's brand new. Who cares? Okay. The 2025s are going to be more expensive. That's just the way it goes. That's it. So take advantage of Chastain Ford right now with the 2024s that are on the lot and the pre-owned vehicles. And if you get a gold certified pre-owned vehicle from Chastain Ford, man, oh, man, oh, man, you want to talk about what they can do for you with the interest rates and everything else. The loan that you can get on these things is perfect. So if you're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck, my peeps over at Chastain Ford are going to take care of you. No hidden. It's all totally transparent. No add-ons, no markups. They're the best. I love them. I bought 4 vehicles from them, and I'm going to continue to do that. I hope you do too. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Homestead. 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.